As we head down the home stretch of the high school football season, let's head over to Oakfield. They're having a great year on the eight-player circuit and bringing head coach Corey Rickard. Coach, I guess as people are hearing this right now, your team is taking on St. John's Northwestern Academies. But you excited to see what you've seen from your Oaks here in 2025?
Absolutely. We're really excited, and we expected good things this year, and it's good to see that expectations have been met so far.
Coach, people look at your record, and you read the playoff metrics. It says you're 7-0. They look at your schedule. It says you have one loss to, I think, Algoma. Can you kind of talk about how that works? Because I know you had to replace some games this year with teams. How did that all work where you're sitting number two in the playoff matrix and technically 7-0 for the official record?
Well, actually, it kind of worked out well for us. Looking for games quickly, one of the games we actually found out 2 days before the game, so mm-hmm. we were able to squeeze another one in. But we were able to replace two teams that were struggling with two teams that were really good. And in fact, you know, we lost to Algoma because they were decent and other reasons, obviously. But when you do that with the new matrix, with the new point system, you get more points when you play teams that are in eight man that are over 200 in enrollment, and also B if they have good records. So teams that are there, you get more points for beating those teams or even having those teams on your schedule. So we had two teams that were struggling and replaced them with teams that are over 500 currently. And as those teams keep winning, our points will go up and we'll see the benefit for that. That's kind of the short version of how that works.
Well, how has your impression been? Obviously, we haven't gotten to the finish line here now, but you know, it's always been a little mystery when it comes to who is in the postseason. Have you, as a coach, looked much at it? Where like the Oaks are in the matrix, and you know, seeing you at number two right now behind Flambeau, and then Lena St. Thomas Aquinas behind you. Have you liked kind of knowing where you're at week to week?
I do. I can't speak for all coaches, but I like having that idea. We're able to see where our placement's going to be. If you're in the top four, then you should be getting a one seed. So then, you know, it gives me the opportunity to look at and see who we can get some film on and who we can think of that we might be playing in our first game. I don't want to plan it out any further than that because whatever you think it's going to be doesn't always turn out that way. I like it a little better. The old system, at least for eight man, was you knew that you had to get a certain number of wins. That's actually not necessarily the case right now. We have some teams that might get in at 3-5 and some teams that are 4-4 that aren't based on who they play. And that was a concern for us in the beginning because we have what's been considered a weaker conference. Having that, I thought was going to be a problem for us to get a really decent seed, but it's turned out a little bit better for us this year.
Talking with Corey Rickard, the head coach at Oakfield, as they head down the home stretch of their season. Coach, bottom line is, I've talked to other coaches, you win games, you're going to be all right in the matrix, and that's definitely happened with the Oaks this year. What have you liked about your squad? What has been the reason, some of the big reasons why your team is sitting in the position they're in right now?
We think, well, our defense has been really good. And offensively, we seem to be very balanced. If you try to shut down our run game, then our pass game gets going. If you try to shut down our pass game, then our run game gets going. We just seem to have a really decent balance. We may not have an awful lot of stars, but we got a lot of really good players. We have 11 seniors, so that's the most I've ever had. I like our balance, especially on offense. On defense, we just seem to be making the plays when we really have to. We've always been a bend-don't-break kind of defense, and this year, it's been rare for us to even give up more than 100 yards of total offense to a team. So I'm excited where that is. I realize that as the games get harder, it won't turn out that way, but I think being seasoned is going to help us definitely down the road.
Coach, typically what are there eight-man teams that are strictly passing? Are there eight-man teams that are run heavy? And what's considered a good balance in eight-man football? Is it the same as 11-man football, if you can get a 50-50 balance?
I would think so. Yeah, I think that is good. We do see teams like more towards the north. They're going to see a lot more teams that are running the ball more. The teams that give me, I'm the defensive guy, so give me the fits of the quarterbacks that that do all the running, because you got seven blockers. When quarterback hands off, you're really taking somebody out of the play, so it's a little easier for you. But the passing game is kind of going by a little bit. You don't see as many successful teams, at least the teams we've been playing, that are really great at passing, but there are a few out there. Right now it's more of a run heavy type league, but there are those teams that are really decent at whipping the ball around.
Yeah, and you guys have thrown 17 touchdowns, you go with 28 rushing touchdowns. If I'm looking at your numbers heading into week 8, I mean, that is, teams have to defend both against you guys, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And we've had a lot of running clocks this year, so I irritate my guys. I'm not big into, we don't have to rub it in. So that's having, not really having thrown the ball. I mean, we've probably had more than half of our games where the ball wasn't thrown in the air at all in the second half. So I tell my OC, get if you're going to do any passing, get it done early, and then we don't need to be that guy. If teams can't tackle you, that's a different story. But we don't have to be whipping the ball down 50 yards downfield. It doesn't do anything for anybody.
So, Coach, as you get ready, to finish up your regular season, what is it going to take to make a deep run? I mentioned expanded playoffs for eight-player football this year, so there's a little more work to be done if you want to get to the end this year, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got an extra game. In theory, the first one should be easier, but we all know that doesn't happen. At least I thought last year, wasn't there a one seed in 11 men that went down?
Yeah, yes. So, in Cambridge.
Yeah. So you don't want to get confident that way, but I think we just need to be prepared. And if there's anything, I'll take the loss with Algoma. When we scheduled that game, we knew that was going to be a good game for the future for us anyway. Even if you lose, and if it affected our points, playing a tough team is really important when you don't always have that. So, what I learned from that game is I didn't prepare my guys. So we're going to go into each game in the playoffs completely prepared, knowing exactly what these teams are going to do, and let our guys do what they do best and be athletic.
Well, Coach, again, it's going to be fun watching the Oaks try to weave their way through to the postseason and hopefully get on a field to play for a state championship. Corey Rickard, Oakfield, hopefully we can catch up during the postseason as your team makes a run.
That would be awesome. Thanks a lot, Wade.